Every woman.
Every woman.
Every woman.
Every woman.
You are now listening to the Every Woman podcast by DETV.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening. Good evening. It's so good to be with you here today on DETV's Every Woman Network. And so I am ecstatic that we can come together and have conversations from her perspective. And so my name is Tanya Adkins. I am a Delaware native. I'm an HR professional. And so I am looking forward to the conversation today.
Yes. Yes. My name is Thais Greca. I am a Delaware native as well. Well, I moved here when I was 5, so originally from New Jersey. And I am a tech enthusiast, so I'm excited to have my perspective with this as well.
My name is Heather Cox, Heather Cox Pode, social media and management for almost 15 years, Delaware native as well. And yeah, this is going to be an amazing conversation. You ladies are amazing. So I'm Dr. Dawn Cherie Paramore. I'm a licensed therapist. I'm a mother. I'm a trauma specialist. So I'm looking to see where we're going in terms of mental health. That's important to me. So I would love to hear conversation about how Senator or Vice President Kamala Harris is going to handle those issues.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to when you think about what the future holds and the path that we have to take to get there?
Yeah. So what I talk about a lot is I just hope that we don't throw everything at her, like the kitchen sink. I know we did that with Obama. There was just so much to do after that last system was in office. I was going to say system, keeping names out of it. I get a little finicky. But throwing the kitchen sink at Obama, at least we got great health care. But there were so many other missed opportunities, especially coming from the Black community. I know a lot were hoping that we would get more reparation-like programming and policymaking, right, that he may have missed the mark on. But it's not to miss what he actually put in place. So when we're looking at Kamala, I'm hoping that, you know, of all the things that we want her to do, make sure that we focus on where our commonalities are in her platform, because there is a bunch that we would want her to do,
right,
but it's just not realistic.
It's not realistic in the time. So your thoughts on that?
I mean, I really do like how she brings a lot of diverse groups together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she is from, I mean, her mom was a single mom.
Yes.
Here, right. And her husband, she has a huge, huge eclectic family.
Yes.
Modern family, blended family like myself.
Yeah.
And it's just really nice to see somebody that, like, I actually can see myself and my story in, other than the alternative that we have
right
to work with.
Right.
I'm really excited because it's going to generate a lot of buzz and excitement. And people actually are able to see, like, I relate to this person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Instead of who can really relate to the billionaire class.
Right.
Not a lot of people. Not a lot of people.
No.
So I think as a mother, most of us on the couch are mothers. You know, I want to make sure that she speaks to the female perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot on the ballot this year, especially when it comes to feminine rights. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just honestly afraid that if we have the wrong person in office, they're not, our rights are going to be taken as women away from us. We're not going to be able to.
Already happened.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that being said, if he gets in office, that's going to be a problem. So it's going to be up to Kamala to really step up and make sure that she's speaking for all of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and I'm going to politely push back because mm-hmm. I think that's the call to action.
Mm-hmm.
We can't leave it only up to Kamala to do the work that has to be done. We have 106 days until the election.
Right.
Yeah. We have to be in the trenches. We have to be telling the stories. We have to be speaking the truth. We have to be talking about last night she raised $81 million
yeah.
at 44,000 women on one call. You know, we are here to do the work with her, and I think it's important. And when we look to the future,
yes.
we can't do it alone.
So I need you just that part, because most people will look at politicians and think it is their job and their job alone for them to speak for it. And you have a really good point. So what would you say to those viewers out there right now that's like, well, why do I have to do that? It's her job to go hit the trail and get that voice out. Like, how would you encourage them to join? Because there's a lot of ways you can do that. You can pay money. There's a lot of ways.
There are a lot of ways. So you can give money.
Right.
You can give your time. You can just talk about it. So when you have someone who might be spewing some negativity or even some misinformation, if we remember the last election, social media, the media in general, was plagued with misinformation. So we have to be ready and armed with the facts. What does she do? What
right.
does she stand for? What
right.
does she stand for? And what are we looking to do in the future, right? And mm-hmm. I think that we all have to, you know, really lean into the fact that we can't do it alone.
Right.
If we do it alone, we go slowly. If we do it together, we're going to get there. We're going to get there quickly.
And we're going to have lasting change. And I think that's what's necessary. Right now, like you said, so much is on the line, right? So many of the rights that our ancestors, our family, it wasn't that long ago that we were fighting and in the trenches, fighting for the rights so that everyone could live in the United States and be free. And that's what we're fighting for. Literally, our freedom is on the line. And so I say, if you enjoy your freedom, if you enjoy knowing that you have health care or that you have access to it, if you enjoy all the luxuries that we have when we sit in the United States and we're comfortable and we're protected and we've got the luxuries that so many people around the world don't have, if you enjoy that, then it's time to get involved.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do. Just do something. You can't sit on the sideline. 106 days is not a long time.
Right.
We've got to get moving, which is why we're here tonight.
I'm a member of D9. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha. And right now there's a strong push for Black sororities and fraternities, what we call stroll to the pole. So that's our way of coming together. I mean, we all know kind of the different things of different sororities and fraternities, how we haggle each other. But this is not the time for that. So we're pulling together and we're strolling to the polls. And that's how we're handling that. But I just wonder, like, what are some of the grassroots efforts that we can do in our communities to get that out? Especially if you have something to say, you want your voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know with Gen Z and Gen Z particularly, I mean, they are so involved with anything political, anything involving the earth and the world. And they are just so, like, they are so keyed in right now. And I did read this, I think it was an article. There was multiple articles. One, it was like, since the last election, over 20 million boomers have passed away, right? So you got to think about the shifting demographics.
Yeah.
And then with Gen Z, now by the time when the election comes in November, there's going to be 44 million Gen Zs able to vote. I mean, just with the shifting demographics, I feel as though that people want somebody like Kamala to like have to, that somebody is like, it's parallel to life. They can actually see themselves in our leader and not like, you know, the person that we shall not say his name.
And so I think with that statistic, I mean, that's a large number. We have to make sure that those young professionals, those young, you know, soon to be graduates that have already turned 18, that you're registered to vote and that you're there and you understand what's